a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the hello everyone, welcome back to the Talk and Fit podcast, hosted by your favourite humans, Lewis and Grace. I am introing right now because Lewis is having a battle with his microphone. We've come into the uni and the podcast room has been basically destroyed, so that's what's going on. But sorry we've been on a little bit of a hiatus this past couple weeks. I don't even remember when the last episode was. Things have been pretty good. We've been pretty busy. We've been in Sydney a few weekends, which is probably why we've not kept up with the eps. So if you follow either of us on Instagram, you'll see that we went to the Everest last weekend, which was so fun. Got dressed up, watched some ponies run around, which was lovely. And yeah, life's just been happening. So I'll give an update on my week because Lewis still isn't ready. My week has been good. Since we last spoke.
There we go.
Oh, fucking hell.
Fuck whoever touched the fucking podcast room. Piece of shit. We ain't fucking fighting with this fucking, the mic that didn't work. And then these stupid microphones. Now it's lefty loosey. No, and righty tighty. Well, it's the opposite with these, which we spent a fucking half hour trying to fucking figure out. And then some fucks just unscrewed the fucking mic off the fucking stand. So it's just fallen into my hand as we've gone to fucking start. Fuck me. All right. Tell them about your fucking week.
I'm glad that there's
pissed.
I'm glad that there's two of us on this pod because I don't think I could talk just continually for like an hour. Just
you haven't got the yap in your veins.
I'm genuinely like not a yapper. So anyway, my week was good. Since we last spoke, I've started placement and it is the best placement ever. I don't think I'll ever get a better placement than this. That's all I'm going to say. And yeah, been busy with work, my lovely clients, shout out, love you guys, shout out Lara, what's good, Lara's the best ever, shout out Tim, Tim's not my client, but you know, Tim listens, he's a loyal listener, so shout out, hey Tim, how you going? Yeah, that's about it, gym's been okay, I'm sort of like, I'm in a lull phase, like my motivation, whoa, why is my mic like jumping volumes?
It's not.
It is. Anyway, my motivation's just like in the bin lately. I don't know what it is, but it's funny. The more I talk to everyone, and because obviously I chat to my clients often, everyone's sort of in the same stage. Like it's just a hectic time of year right now.
Yeah.
So everyone's just sort of like either getting sick or they're so busy because I know exams are on and shit like that as well. So the gym's just sort of like, ugh, like it's a bit like, ugh, at the minute. I don't know, I'm just not loving it, but obviously...
You're still eating your 3 pasta meals a day?
Yes, of course.
But veggie pasta, might I add. She's falling back into her habits, might I add.
No, hold on.
Please petition for Grace to eat some goddamn protein again?
Because I have goals and because I want to look like an absolute muscle mother, I want to look like I could beat the shit out of people, I have to go to the gym. So even though I don't fucking feel like it, I'm still getting there because I've got shit that I want to get done.
Yep.
You know?
But you need to fix up your food, I'm not going to lie. You'd be barely scraping the barrel of 100 grams of protein a day. Barely.
Can I say
barely
this?
Barely, if you're
say
lucky.
This? Can I say this?
Say it.
That creamy garlic pasta meal that I
veggie,
have.
Veggie, might I add.
Protein pasta, though. Can I say, I don't have that every week. That's maybe like a once a month, like meal rotation. Every other day, I have 2 of the exact same pasta meals with meat in them. So, your mush, thanks.
Still, it's been veggie city, veggie garlic, creamy garlic, veggie pasta city.
I love veggies.
Creamy fucking city. Just cream everywhere.
Lewis has got the shits.
Yeah, because I had to also go run down and grab the fucking tripod, which we keep fucking forgetting before we fucking record too. That's my headphones. And then literally your microphone's breaking as we're talking.
I know.
The microphone that Grace started to use just cut out completely as we started as well. So it's just been a fuck around.
Anyway.
And I'm late.
Relax. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone else knows what it feels like to be late to something that they want to go to. How the tables have turned. Just relax. Just relax. I don't want to do this podcast if you're going to be in a shitty mood because you're late. Lewis, relax.
Enough of your yak.
That's exactly what it's like. I'm so happy.
Grace said,
I'm not. He'll get there on
I heard Grace said at the start of this episode, oh, we've just been busy. We've just been No, we've been fucking slack, right? I haven't made a pod reel in 2 weeks. 2 fucking weeks. Probably longer, nearly 3 weeks now. That is outrageous, and I would like to apologize to you guys.
Do you know why?
And it's we've made 2 episodes in the last month. Right, we've missed. We've done the Talk and Fit Classic twice in 1 month.
Do you know why?
Never done before.
Lewis hasn't made any pod reels because he's been going viral on TikTok.
I'll get to that in a second, but I just would like to just wait. I just like to apologize to everyone because
to absolutely fucking nobody.
No, because we've been neglecting this. Right, I haven't made a reel pod reel in ages, and I would like to apologize.
That was a Conor McGregor reference,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, they know. Right. And I would like to apologize, and I will be getting some out hopefully this week. If we'll have enough good content hopefully this fucking week.
Well, I don't know right? what we're talking about today.
We had the world's shittest app followed by our recap of the fucking stupid fitness expo.
And
it wasn't stupid. It was good.
I
did
like
it.
Such a little miserable.
Yeah, miserable little tart. And then
miserable tart. That's just the wrong adjective.
No, you weren't a tart.
Is it that an
And then
adjective?
Now we're here this week. But you know what? Our commitment to you guys, we will not miss another week until the end of the year, right? We will not miss another week. We will be back here every week now for the rest of the year. Mark my words, if we don't, we will come up with a punishment for the both of us, right? It's been fun to get Lewis to do all these punishments, but Grace will be doing something too if we miss an app in the week too. Because Grace is also half of this podcast.
20 push-ups.
So, no, it will be what the people decide.
I am half of this
or
podcast.
We will go back
I'm
to spinning
a
wheel.
I'm a valuable half of
we
this podcast.
We will get the wheel back out. We will get the wheel back out.
Why is my
and
microphone?
We will be punished.
Why is my microphone quiet? What did you
it's
do
It's not.
It, it
it's,
is.
I've been turning it fucking up. Stop. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast. I love Sabrina Carpenter. If you haven't listened to her Short and Sweet album, I definitely recommend. I think she's just fabulous.
No, don't need her. Don't need that. Enough of that.
I leave quite an impression.
Enough of that. We're getting back to talking about things that are a little bit more gym related too. We've been good. I'm glad there's nothing there. We've been just yapping about shit the past few weeks, and I've had it up to here, right? I'm a little bit over it.
What?
So you know what happened this week? This week has been one of the best weeks. It has been probably the best week of the year for me this week. It has been huge. One of the best weeks of my life, dare I say.
What the fuck? That's
currently
an outrageous
up there. You know, it's not the best, but it'd be probably top five. It'd be top five easily, actually. Because I can't whip out four more other weeks, really, off that top of my head very easily that would be great. The week I was born, the week I finished school, the week I met you, there's three. And this week's definitely in there. So it's been, and I'll explain, okay? If you've seen any my story or the Talk and Fit story, can you get something on that?
That's what I'm doing.
So we're not poxy on the camera. We look real fucking pale.
This is why.
Right?
It's because of the shit lighting in this
room.
Yeah,
that's why you need just something up on the screen.
I don't look this shit always, I swear.
Just stop, right?
No,
that's
you just
fixed
stop.
It. Good work.
Anyway,
so,
listen
this
to
week.
Why this has been Lewis's highlight of his
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
Just listen
Call
to
me
why.
Shallow. Call me shallow if you want. Maybe I've got an ego about myself too, if you've been listening, right, so far to this week's app. But I went viral on TikTok. Yes. Not once, but twice.
Yeah, dare I say, you've almost gone viral. You've gone viral multiple times.
Yeah.
Big scale viral twice. But Lewis has been averaging over 30,000 views on most of his recent videos.
Well, what I'll say, right, that's rookie numbers, 30,000, right? That's I spit on 30,000. What's
right.
happened? I made a video at the start of the week, right, regarding, it's quite a niche thing. If you see it and you know, I posted it on my Instagram, actually, and it didn't go. It literally flopped as like fucking flopped on Insta. So you know what? Sit on it, Instagram. But it was about our favorite content creator, Ryan Dewars, made a video talking about how you may not need hammer curls in your programming, right? He said that because they're not a brachialis movement, which is the elbow flexor, the bicep muscle that sits under your biceps. That doesn't make sense saying it's a bicep muscle. But it's one of those muscles that helps flex your elbows. It sits under your actual biceps, right? But anyway, I'm not going to get too into that. But basically, he came out and it was a fairly controversial, saying you don't really need hammer curls in your programming because everyone sits by them. If you go and ask anyone what they do for biceps, it'll be some sort of supinated curl and then hammer curls. Yeah, I guarantee everyone will have hammer curls in there.
True.
And that's fair. And hammer curls are a great movement. I love them, right? And so when I saw that video, I'm not one of these people that when they see something that the new Optimal Bros said, I just drop everything and go by what they've said. Right, I'm not, and I dare say there would be a few people out there that would do that, but that's not what everyone does. When I saw it, I was like, no, you know what, Ryan Dewars, I think I'm going to disagree with you this time, and I enjoy doing hammer curls. And he said in his video, if you watch it, they're still a great elbow flexors movement, but they don't bias the brachialis, is more what he was saying. Anyway, I made a video about it saying, me after seeing that, what's the caption is, my honest reaction after hearing that hammer curls have now been vaulted, and in brackets it says, they could never make me hate you, hammer curls, and it's just me literally hammer curling, right? It has 150,000 likes, 650 comments, 9,320 saves, and 1.5 million views.
Slay!
Sit on that! But it didn't stop there! No! You thought that was good. Trust me, I woke up. Literally, I posted it. It had 17,000 views before I went to bed. And I said it to Grace. I was like,
I'm going to
wake up and be shocked tomorrow. Because, like, if your video gets that sort of attraction before you go to bed at night, like, or, you know, overnight, and it's already gotten to that point, best believe you're waking up to something viral. I woke up, 800,000 views. And I was like, oh, my God. And then now it's gotten to 1.5. Let me have my goddamn fucking moment, right? If you're listening and you're sick of hearing about Lewis's fucking viral, let me have my moment, right? We've been doing this shit for 2 years. 2 fucking years I've been doing this shit for. Posting all the time. You see the fucking effort we put into the podcast reels, right? I'm gonna blow smoke up my ass for a minute here. You see the effort we put in, right? And the effort that we haven't been lately, but we have been for 2 years even on this podcast putting in to come in and every week to... even if it's like fucking one person listening, to give you guys something. The effort that Grace puts into her Instagram and whatever and her coaching stuff, and the effort that I've started putting into my TikTok, the effort is there and it always has been, and now we're being rewarded for it. So
well deserved, yeah. Lulu.
And then, but that didn't stop there, right? Next was, I think it was literally 2 days after, so I made a video after it that 20,000 views, psh, psh, psh. But
that's crazy.
And then I made another video, 24,000 views of that. Psh. And then I made one. It was about, if you don't know who Alex Eubanks is, look him up. I dare say you probably have heard the name Alex Eubanks. He's an online content creator who was a natural, like he's literally a fitness influencer.
He's like
all
known
he does,
for being a natural.
Yeah, he's like this aesthetic. His genetics are unreal. All he does is like post his physique and things like that. But his physique is like to a level where it's like, wow. He's been around since like 2020, like been big since then. So he's been around for a hot minute, ages. And like, you know, he's in that whole young LA American fucking fitness influencer scene, whatever. And I made a video, it was like a meme video. And because Alex Eubanks is now not natural, he made a video saying about how he's going to be hopping on gear. Now, Alex Eubanks cops a lot of hate in the community because he's notorious for never having actually taken, had a serious massing phase or a bulk, right? He loves to stay lean because that's what his online persona is. I'll talk a bit more about my opinion in regards to it, maybe after I say, you know, what really matters, which is the views and stuff. But it basically says, Natty's after hearing about Alex Eubanks hopping on gear, and it's just like a sped up video of me like laughing and like holding up the L and whatever. And then it says, like, then it cuts to me in slow-mo, like, acting shocked, saying, seeing the progress he's made in just 1 week. Because I saw a video of him, like, recently, and his physique is, like, it's still this fucking, realistically, it's still probably the same. But, and in all honesty, too, I know it's not the steroids that have taken fucking, you know, have, like, I know it's not the steroids that have acted on his physique already and, you know, he's put on muscle mass just like that in a week. I know, right? It's probably glycogen and water. I know. And he's probably edited his videos really well. I know. But I saw a video of him and I thought, wow. I don't know. I don't know if it's just because I haven't seen a literal current video of Alex Eubanks in a while, because it has been. But his chest was fucking huge and his shoulders as well. I was like, wow, wow. And so I just, that's what sparked my idea to make that. But enough of the yap. 161,000 views. 161,000 likes. 964 comments, which I'll get to in a moment, sparked a bit of a fucking argument amongst the little fucking 15-year-old broccoli-haired We Go Gym Alex Eubanks fans. 6,433 saves and 1.8 million fucking views. So sit on that. Sit on that. Let me have my goddamn fucking moment, all right? Not once, but twice in 1 week.
Crazy.
No, but being genuine for a moment, I have no, like, it's been a very surreal feeling. Nothing's changed, right? Obviously. Like, I'm still the same person. Nothing. It's not, like, people act like you get one viral moment or one viral thing, it changes your life. Like,
my dad was like, oh, has anyone reached out to try and sponsor you yet? Like, have you got any sponsorship opportunities from that? Because obviously he doesn't understand how the internet works. Yeah.
And in saying that too, those videos also are just memes and they provide, it's like a niche thing. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. And obviously I'm like, I must be in tune with the gym community at the moment. Lots has happened this week, which we're going to cover as well. But yeah, they're very much like, there's no value to them. They're just there for a bit of a laugh, or, you know, if you get a bit of a cry if you're an Alex Eubanks fan. But yeah, and I've even had another one of my older videos go, like, get more attention. It's got 125,000 views now.
On the Paul Carter one?
It's the one, no, it's the Jack's Fit cover.
Oh my God,
the KSI
really?
Song.
Have
yeah.
They pushed, what?
It's got 12,000 likes and 125,000 views.
Well but deserved. Lewis has been posting on TikTok continuously every single day for the past like 3 months, 2 or 3 months, and it's finally paying off. And he's inspired me to do the same, except I'm not going very well with it. I sort of struggle to do that sort of thing, but Lewis deserves the views and he deserves the follows. So proud of you, Lulu.
Thank you. Sorry, I was just replying to my fans. Oh shit, sound like such a dick. Hang on. But yeah, well, as I've said the last few episodes, like, I have been posting every day on TikTok for bit over 2 months now, and I had that one video, that Paul Carter one, get about 80,000 views. And that was after a month of posting.
Yeah.
My honest advice as to how I've gotten in this position, first and foremost, luck, right? I had no control. If you go through and look at those videos, I just happened to just and well, I guess in a way I've somewhat done it systematically, I suppose. The two videos I picked are about two very trending things in the gym community at the moment, and I just made a bit of a joke around it, essentially. So I guess if there's trends out there, fucking do them. Fucking find a way to make your own unique version of it. Like, but trends are obviously important, very important. But I'm going to sit here and say it's luck. Like, there's literally no reason either of those videos should have gotten over 1 million views, and other ones that I've posted on my account shouldn't have. You know, it's just, I think TikTok has an algorithm where, yes, if you are hitting trending topics and stuff and it's going to get views, like, they will push it. And that's obviously what's happened with those 2 million viewed videos. But I think as well, TikTok picks and chooses sometimes, like, just to keep you posting what they want to blow up. So because fuck me dead, I will not stop now. I've seen 2 videos go over 1 million, right? And another one go over 100,000, like, and my videos are getting more views than they were obviously before. I've also got 1,200 followers as well. I had about 300, so I've gained about 1,000 this week.
That's
which is
so cool.
I'll take that. So I can go live on TikTok, so you best believe you'll see me fucking going, thanks for the fucking rose on TikTok.
Thanks for the
I'll be the gym NPC on
thank
TikTok live.
Thank you for
live.
The roses.
Yeah, thank you for the roses. But honestly, my honest advice is just hit the trends. Keep your videos short as well if you can. I don't sometimes, and that's fine. And post every day as well. Even if you come, there's days where I post shit 2 days before that one that went, the first one that hit a mil, I posted a photo one or whatever. You know, you can upload photos and stuff. Did shit, 300 views, something like. But you know what? You don't get discouraged by it, which is what I commonly have. I used to have is I'd see it and I go, and as many of us do, you get discouraged by it. You go, oh, damn, fuck this. I don't really want to do it anymore. I don't get it. People are lucky, blah, blah. Like, and that's so true. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that I wasn't lucky. I am 1,000% lucky to have had this happen. Like, it's just luck. At the end of the day, it's just luck. But yeah, I that's the only thing I've changed recently is posting every day for now about 2 months. Like, it's not posting every day for a week and it's going to be life-changing or even a month. Go at it for 3 months or so. Every day, make some piece of content, whether it's just a text on screen thing or you talking or, and giving some value. If you can do that every day, if I could do that every day, I fucking would, right? I would, because I'm actually providing value to people. This is just, what I'm doing is very like it's nice to sort of get a bit of virality and, you know, it has gotten me some followers, so I will take it. But I'm not there at the moment providing value, which is what I want to do now, I'd say more so after this whole thing. So,
yeah,
but
fair.
Yeah, at the end of the day, post every day, hit the trends, and pray to Lord Jesus that you get lucky. That's realistically it. The other thing that's happened this week is I got a job!
Oh, my God, yes! Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say then. I was like, are we going to talk about, like, Paul Carter and that?
Well, we'll go yes. into that in a sec, but yeah.
Guys, Lewis got a job!
Woo! I'm an employed king.
This is selfish for me to say.
Yeah.
But it's so bittersweet. I'm so proud of him because obviously he deserved a local radiography job. But
we're not going to say where. That's the one thing I've got to just be mindful of.
But I'm also really sad because it means that he actually has to go and work full time next year. So who am I going to hang out with in the
look,
day?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I understand your concerns. So I'm...
That's just me.
Oh, I'm a 9-to-5 slave. But no, I'm kidding.
I'm proud. I'm super, super
I'm
proud.
Excited.
It's just going to be, I'm just going to have to just grow a set.
Yeah. No.
I'm just going to have to grow a set and live on my own.
It'll be fine. At the end of the day, look, with the degree that I've gotten and the competitiveness of the local jobs, I could have ended up literally in another state.
I know.
Having to work.
It's insane.
That was something I was weighing up in the back of my head. I didn't want to acknowledge it because of this place that I've gotten to. I did placements through them this year, so I'm, you know, wanting to. I had that at the forefront of my mind. I was like, I want this job here. And I was quite confident I was going to get it.
And
but
freaking got
in the back of my head, I was also thinking, there is a chance that I would, at the absolute worst situation possible, I'd have to move to Queensland. But
no, we all knew, everyone knew Lewis was going to
get
this
I
job.
I think it was just the luck of my situation, really.
Yeah, how could you not hire him?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a local job. I'm not going to say where because someone did raise the point of now you have to be careful of the things you say and put out online because you have a job, you have a full-time job with people that might stumble across things that you say. You're also a member of the public, I guess, in a way, because I see patients and things like that. Like, not that we say anything that's that jarring, but obviously people could take things the wrong way. And I think if I just keep my work completely separate to what we do here, what I do on my personal accounts and stuff, then there should be no dramas. There'll be nothing of me in a uniform. There'll be nothing of me at work.
Yeah.
You'll just know that I have a job now in radiography and that's it. You won't know where. Well, you know, if you happen to find that out, then that's fucking, I can't do anything about that. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about work or anything like that.
But he did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
It's all going to be very confidential. I have to keep the confidentiality. What? No, well, I literally do. I'm sorry.
He did. He got a job, guys.
But I got a job. Yeah. So this week, that's what
he
I mean by.
He is a very professional man now.
That's what I mean by this week is up there and easily the top five
true,
weeks of my life.
That's so true.
I went viral on TikTok and got a job at the same time. Like,
that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
What
and
a week.
Yeah. And we went to the races last week too, which was nice. It was a good little weekend, like you mentioned. But yeah, the shit has hit the fan, seriously, in a good way though. Lots has happened. So Grace's business is booming. I'm finally on her forum as well. I made a forum post about tendon strength in relation to hypertrophy training. If you're on the GLF forum, you'll know all about it. You'll have seen it. You'll have gone, wow, this guy's knowledgeable.
If you're not on the forum, that's such an L.
Sign up. Get on the forum.
Sign up. I've got so many people.
How many clients do you have now? You'd be nearly 20.
I have a number of clients that I'm so grateful for, and everyone's on their grind to get fit for summer, get their summer bod.
Grace is, in a way, this placement's been good for you because Grace isn't working the other job that we both do, her casual job, and she's just doing her coaching and then doing placement. Well, you are in I'd say a semi-financial stable position to be able to do that. But it's also in a good way, you're able to test out working realistically as just an online coach and like having all that time to just do that. Yeah. And you're literally in a position where you've got enough clients that you can do that and afford to do that as well now.
In the circumstances that I'm living in.
You're literally where you wanted to be a couple months ago. Like, you know, it's just persistence. This is where the definition of it, right? I'm sitting here and we're getting the fruits of our labor finally, right? We are. We're getting the fruits of it.
No, I've got an awesome client base. Seriously, they're amazing and they help me out so much.
Yeah.
It's like I heard Jai talk about it the other day. You should have like sort of a relationship with your clients in a sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've got like, I feel I'm super good with most of my clients and we help each other out and it's just so good. I can't put it into words how grateful I am.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Like a couple of times last week with one of the girls, we just like were having a back and forth for nearly like the whole day, just like complimenting each other and like saying how like good it is to work together. And, you know, she was just being like super lovely, giving me great feedback. And I was just like, well, you know, it's good to work with someone that will also like help me out or give me the feedback.
Yeah.
It's good to know that I'm helping people.
Exactly.
And it was just, it was a very wholesome moment. So.
And hopefully, like, it's been nice to see Grace's business grow. I'm going to be a little weasel and weasel my way into it maybe next year and go, I'm coming in. No, I'm not. But it's something that I want to be a part of as well because I've seen how good it's been for Grace. Like, and I know I don't mean good as in like, the money. No, it's like good as in you have, watching you have started from your first client who has now returned as well.
Love her.
That's a big thing too. You had her at the start. You obviously made enough of an impact that she went off, obviously had her own stuff going on and whatever.
Went off on her own, absolutely slayed it.
And then now is back again. That's fucking awesome. Like, there's just, and just seeing all the, like,
that's happened twice.
Things you're doing for all your clients, like the impact you're having in their life and things like that. It's fucking awesome, dare I say.
It's great. I want to be able to do more.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. We always want to do more. But you're doing heaps and you're doing really well. So.
Thank you. Ooh,
oh, no.
Hello.
Ooh, oh, shit.
Hello.
Fucking hell.
Thank you. That does mean a lot.
Yeah. Of course. Well, that's what everyone's thinking. But anyway, enough about us. We've yapped.
Thank you.
About us. We need to talk about something that happened in the fitness world that you definitely saw.
So,
if you didn't see it,
I
question if you're really even into the gym.
Well, I feel like, I'm not even going to lie, I feel like we're very niche in, like,
do you know what I'm about to talk about,
though?
Because there's lots.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something different. Oh, no, wait, there's two things.
So I'm talking about poor Jeff Nippard.
Oh, Jeff Nippard.
Getting assaulted.
Justice for Jeff.
Assaulted by the biggest dickhead in the world, Mike Van Wyck, right? I'm allowed to say that because this guy assaulted Jeff Nippard on camera.
Our boy Jeff.
On camera. I even made a TikTok about it, of course. gotta get the views somehow. No. But dead set, I've been loving the support that he's been getting because of it.
Oh, me too. As he should. Like, the fuck?
For those of you that aren't aware of the situation, fucking what are you doing? No.
For those that aren't aware of the situation, probably
well, maybe
have
you
lives.
Saw it. Maybe you saw it. Yeah.
They've probably got
that's
chick,
the one thing.
They've probably got
the one
an actual life.
I give it to that some of the haters I've had on my comments. The one thing I've loved is the people when I've been making these TikToks about all the drama in the fitness industry at the moment and stuff. And some of the comments have been, this is crazy news for the unemployed. Like, I will give it to it. That's, yeah, it's funny. But Jeff Nippard is a science bro, right? But he's a goat. Like, he's been doing it for years. And he's the OG.
This man is just, like, just a lovely dude. Like, obviously we don't know him, but you can just tell.
And he's also, like, about 5'4", 5'5".
Extremely respectful and tiny.
Yeah, yeah. And so what happened was this guy, Big Mike Van Wyck, he needs to change his name to Little Mike Van Wyck because he's a little man.
Little Mike Van Tiny Dick.
Yeah. Mike, no, stop.
What? No, seriously.
He made a video a couple weeks ago now talking about science-based lifters, and he goes, why is it that you know so much but remain so mediocre? Pretty much made took a bit of a dig at the science people. And Jeff Nippard made the most respectful response to shush the man, right, and said about how he has, for like 10-plus years now, used science-based methods in his training to win his pro card in natural bodybuilding. He came second at his first pro show. He also has gone on to compete in powerlifting and win multiple events, right?
He made a record or some shit.
Yeah, broke a record, I think, too. And he's pretty much just come out and been like, well, I've used it and look what it's done for me, right? So, you know, but in such a respectful way. If you go and watch the video, not once does he take a dig at him. Not one does he say anything that's even remotely rage bait. If you got annoyed by what he said in that video, you are part of the issue, right? And basically what's happened, they go to the same gym apparently, or they were at the same gym, and Big Mike Van Wyck walked past Jeff, sort of bumped into him and said, sup? Like, you know, probably a bit disrespectful. And Jeff sort of laughed and was like, just sort of shook his head. And Jeff was recording a, like, part, like, some, like, reel or something about biceps. Anyway, and Jeff just sort of laughed and was like, yeah, whatever, like, because he was being a dickhead. And Mike Van Wyck goes, oh, yeah, shit's about to get real funny, like, you know, like, shit's about to get real funny. And Jeff's turned around and been like, what do you mean? Like, being like, you know, like, but he knows, like, what he's going on about. He's going on with shit. And he's gotten his cameraman to make sure he's filming it. And Mike's gone, turn the fucking camera off, like, told him to turn the camera off to his cameraman and stuff. And then has proceeded to throat push Jeff Nippard over, right? Mind you, Mike Van Wyck is about, he'd be about 6'3", I reckon, maybe 6'4". He's a tall dude, and he's also probably about, like, he'd be 130 kilos, I reckon. He's a fucking big bloke.
Off his head on gear. Right?
Yeah. Geared out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
And he's pushed Jeff Nippard over.
By
in
the throat.
Right? Not once. But then he's gotten up and done it again, twice, has throat pushed Jeff Nippard over, like, and fucking not just like a little shove, fully over,
Jeff,
like,
Nippard,
through him.
He fell on the floor. He fell down. Poor Jeff.
Yeah.
He actually fell on the ground.
And then apparently shoved the cameraman and stuff. And all this is on, like, the video, as you've probably seen. But what a piece of shit human being he is. And you know what's pissed me off a little bit more?
What?
Is seeing all the people, the fucking idiots that have reached out in support of him, saying that he's done the right thing, Mike Van Wyck, by assaulting Jeff Nippard over a video that literally was the most calm response ever. Tell me it's not roid rage without telling me, you know, it's fucking roid rage.
I luckily haven't seen anyone defend Mike.
So he's got dickheads in his own community that are coming out being like, fuck around and find out sort of a thing. I stand with Big Mike and whatever.
What do you mean, fuck around and find out?
Being like, well, you know, that's from Mike's era. Like, you want to come and be disrespectful. Like, he's going to come out and, yeah, and bully someone that's a foot shorter than him and 100 pounds probably lighter than him, bully him. That's what he's done. He's resorted, because he's such a buffoon, to physical violence, and he can't think of anything logical to come back at what Jeff said. And he's obviously been humbled, and he can't accept the fact, his ego can't accept it, that he's had to go and assault the man. What a piece of shit. What a piece of shit. And the idiots that are, that I get if you're a friend of his, but part of being a good friend is calling your friend out on the bullshit that they project as well.
Exactly.
If they've done something wrong, that's your duty as a friend to call them out on. I can't have it with the people that are standing with him. You're just as much in the issue. And I hope, and he will get probably sued at this point, Mike. I hope that's what happens. I hope Jeff isn't the nicer guy and he sues his ass because that's what I do and everyone's saying it. And, you know, Jeff went, I think he got a CT on his neck and people were like, oh, are you seriously getting a CT on your neck for pushing? I think that's part of forming a legal case. When you go after being assaulted to a hospital or a medical facility to get, like, it checked, whatever's happened to you, to get checked out, that steps it up. I know in Australia anyway, I think that steps it up to, like, grievous bodily harm. So it gets a whole lot more serious. So Big Mike Van Wyck.
Hey, Big Mike, fuck around and find out, mate. Yeah,
fuck around and find out.
Stupid idiot.
That's what the lawyer will be saying in court. Fuck around and find out, mate. He's fucking a mil that you owe him now. But yeah. I can't stand it. It just pissed me off. Like, but what's been so lovely has been watching everyone come to the support of Jeff. That's what I like screenshotted on my story in the week was the comments on Mike Van Wyck's post. Ryan Jewis was in it being like, bring that same energy with me and we'll find out.
I love them.
And the Jim Reaper, the real big fucking bloke was like, come and push me, mate. Come and push me and see what happens.
I wonder if JPG was in the comments. I didn't
probably
see.
Everyone would have been.
They're the best.
Everyone's come to the support of Jeff, which is
speaking
awesome.
Speaking of support and more drama in the gym community, this one's a bit more niche.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like not many people get it, so I'll just, like, quick with it.
No, but we've mentioned Paul Carter a few times.
Paul Carter and Ryan Jewers, dare I say, two of our favourite evidence-based content creators.
Paul Carter taught us mechanical tension when we did that episode. That was Paul Carter.
We reshare a lot of his shit because he's very, like, very evidence-based, researching shit all the time, and he's putting up posts that even though they are a bit passive-aggressive, they are educational. Yeah. So we follow Paul Carter. We also follow Ryan Jewers. He's the OG. Lewis put me onto Ryan Jewers, and he has single-handedly, dare I say, completely changed the trajectory of my
training
fitness
and,
my training, for sure. So
he's awesome.
Love him
Ryan.
Too. He's great. And anyway, Ryan Jewers has come out and posted that thing about saying hammer curls aren't really that necessary. And we hop on Instagram a few days later and Paul Carter's posted a video basically calling Ryan Jewers like a bunch of like insulting names, saying that it's like stupid that he's saying that hammer curls don't hit the brachialis because they absolutely do. We have studies to show it. You pajama wearing fucking leprechaun look like.
Yeah,
he's
like
basically
him. He made a response to Ryan Jewell's hammer curl video, which is the thing I spoke about at the start of the episode that I made the TikTok on, like the hammer curls. You don't need them. And he made a video in response to it.
Yeah, and basically insulted Ryan Jewers in the process. Yeah. And me and Lewis were like, what the fuck? Because I don't know why, but I thought they worked together on some things.
No, like, see, I knew they didn't love each other.
I didn't know that. No, see, I thought they worked together and researched shit and, like, communicated with each other about, like, all these findings and stuff. But clearly not because, Paul's just gone out and talked absolute shit.
And it did, but it didn't stop there though. Like he went on his story. Like Paul was on his story and started.
Really?
Remember, that's when we saw the things about like people were reaching out to Paul saying like, "Oh, Ryan Jewers is a piece of shit. Like he's ignored our training groups and stuff like that."
Yes.
And like you know, and then started going further and like further down the rabbit hole of insulting him and like being like he copies my ideas.
Yes,
and,
that's what
like,
he's saying.
He was digging up a lot of shit on his story. And Grace and I were sat there like, "Whoa!"
What
like
the
obviously.
Fuck?
We're unemployed, so
like, we don't have anything else going on.
I'm employed now, so sit on it. But no, it's like we'll sit there like, wow, this is like huge because they're two of our favorite people.
Yeah, we were just like, what the fuck's
going
on? So we jump on Ryan Jewers' Instagram, and thankfully he's responded to it and basically just put Paul in his fucking place.
Yeah.
Put him in his place. I don't remember what was said, but Ryan's basically just got receipts for everything.
Yeah, so he pretty much came up and debunked why people were saying he's like neglected his groups. Like when Ryan had like a break off the internet for a bit, I don't know why. But
mental health reasons.
Yeah.
Which is valid.
No, but I don't know why he sort of only kept going with his men's group and not his like girls' group.
He shut down his women's training group while he was having this mental health break, refunded them all, and just kept on with his men's training group.
Yeah.
Why he did that, I don't know. But Paul was out here saying
that he didn't,
and he like wasn't refunding people and he's like not communicating with his clients and like they shut down the women's group with no word or anything and people were left in the dark. But he like basically
Yeah.
Proved that wrong.
Yeah. And if you don't know Paul Carter as well, we like his content.
Yes.
Not as much him as a person because he's the sort of person you ask a question that he finds stupid, he just blocks you. Like, he's really, like, petty, and people go, oh, I understand, because he gets shit questions all the time. It's like, bro, just ignore it. Like, yeah, just move on, and that's fine. And, you know, they're hard concepts to get. Maybe not for you, but for other people they can be. Like,
exactly.
And there's no need to get all shitty about it. So he blocks people like that at the drop of a hat.
Instantly.
So, well, I've never commented on any of his posts, because I'm like, I just want to see what he puts out.
If you take a risk in commenting on his anything, post,
you could be something supportive.
He'll block you.
So there's quite a meme out there, too, about it.
And he's very, very passive. Aggressive. And you look at his captions, and in almost every caption, he's calling someone an idiot.
Yep. And that's what Ryan Dewar's then got receipts off people that were in Paul's group that have come over to Ryan and have showed, I think it was a woman.
No, it was a dude.
Was it a dude?
Yeah, it was a dude.
And he's basically called him an idiot, like this guy, because he didn't, in his group though, the guy pays money to Paul to be in his group, and has like called him an idiot for asking a question
or
something. He's like, why don't you get this? Like, you're an idiot.
So one of Paul's clients has asked a question about the programming, and Paul's replied back and gone, like, how fucking dare you question me on my programming?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do that, fuck off. Like, piss off. I don't want to deal with you. And this guy, this poor client is going, oh, like, no, I don't mean to question you on your programming. Like, I genuinely just am unsure and I want to learn the process. Yeah. Like, so sorry if it come across wrong. And he goes, you absolutely do. Like, you absolutely did question my programming, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And he's just gone on to say, like,
blocked.
That's well, it just like basically blocked. Called him an idiot for like asking for an explanation. And that goes to show that some people can be so knowledgeable and know everything, but that doesn't make them a good
terrible
coach.
People skills.
Because what the fuck? Like,
it's like with doctors. Like, there's good, great surgeons out there that are skillful as fuck when it comes to talking to people. Terrible.
Like,
shocking.
If someone's paying him money to get coached,
that's outrageous. Imagine saying that to a client, calling one of your clients an idiot.
Yeah, and so, like, it was so rude. The messages were outrageous. Yeah. We were like, is that real?
But then there was even stuff Ryan then shared of, like, some of Paul's tweets. And it was to do with, like, the Israel-Palestine thing. It was, like, something about Israel bombed somewhere else or something. And Paul's like, oh, this isn't enough. They need to, like, ramp it up or something. And then called them goat fuckers, like Palestinians, like the Muslims and stuff. And then commented after and be like, wow, I got pretty drunk last night. Ha ha. And like, wow. Like, instantly, I bet so many people would have turned away. But Ryan Dewar just came out with the flamethrower, like burnt that man to the ground.
Yeah.
Like,
in a pretty respectful manner too.
Well,
like,
considering I think he came back with the same fire that Paul was coming at him with, calling him names and shit like that. Like, he's like, well, if you want to play that game, fuck around and find out, as little Mike Van Wick said. Little Mike Van Dick, as he said, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was wild. So yeah, but we ride with Ryan Dewar. We do, because he's a better person at the end of the day, at least from what I can gather. The other thing that I was going to talk about just quickly was that other TikTok that blew up about Alex Eubanks not being natural anymore and people seeming to have such a problem about me having an opinion on it. I get it. He's got his little fan base that are ride or die with him, like the 15-year-old hair, broccoli head, we go gym kids.
I honestly, like,
there's some of the comments in there got me fired up. I was going to make a video response, but I don't think I will, just because I can't be bothered. Mr. Eubanks himself, Alex Eubanks, was even commented on that post. But because what I said in my caption of the video, even though it was complimenting him, I said it's still an L from Alex at the end of the day. Now, there's been very much a debate online about, is Alex Eubanks taking steroids a problem or is it not, right? Is it or isn't it? And so many people are sat there going, imagine having a problem with what another man does in his life, blah, blah, blah. Yous are so pathetic. Like, imagine caring about what, you know, he does. Let him do what he fucking wants, blah, 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 right? Cool. You can think that, right? But I also can have an opinion on it, right? And the reason I'm having an opinion on it is because Alex Eubanks isn't just an ordinary person that goes to your gym and just works out and has now decided he's going to take steroids. Alex Eubanks has 2.7 million TikTok followers. Mind you, I'd say about half of them would be under the age of 20. In the age group or age bracket, that should never, ever, ever be looking, even sniffing at performance-enhancing drugs, right? Now, he can do what he wants. He absolutely can. But if you're going to be ignorant and sit there and act like he doesn't have an influence over what those younger people do, and I know what you're going to say, oh, well, they're fucking stupid enough for doing it anyway, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, that doesn't cut it. That's a shit excuse. Alex Eubanks was in that big three natural lifters, like, of all, like, natural fitness influencer people of all time. There's him, there's Lex Little, and there was David Lade, right? You can sit there and argue if David Lade's natural or not, but from what we know, he is, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, he's in that, you know, OG, like, OG aesthetic gym, like, you know, because his genetics are phenomenal. Alex Eubanks looks incredible. Anyone that says he doesn't, there were so many people out there that, yeah, when he was trying to struggle, you know, he was struggling bulking and, like, getting bigger and stuff. I can actually empathize with the guy. No one actually has quite an understanding of what it is to have a platform based around how you look, right? Having 2.7 million followers who followed you because of how you look, not necessarily you as a person. There would be followers out there that would be genuine for him, but so many people out there followed him because he's just aesthetic and he's nice to look at. The minute people start getting on a bit of body fat, lose their abs and stuff, people tend to not care as much. That is literally the truth and the case. But it's just the unfortunate case with his platform. He's built a lot of his following off people who were there for the, you know, how he looks and not who he is as a person. Like Lex Little did a big bulk. He's a natural lifter and recently, and he got really like looks out of shape, but he's not. He's bulking as a natural. That's what fucking happens, right? You put on some fat, you might get a bit of love handles. That's what happens, right? And he's been realistic with it and has just done it because at the end of the day, you need to do it if you want to grow. You have to just be willing to sacrifice getting a bit of body fat and stuff because if you don't and you're worried about, oh, but I don't want to go over 15% body fat and blah, 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 you're never going to get anywhere. As with Alex Eubanks, do we want to argue he hasn't grown much in the 4 years since, you know, he sort of blew up? Maybe, right? But I'd say he has. Anyway, I digress. He has an influence. So his choice to take steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, as by seen by some of the comments in my comment section, people going, oh, bruh, so tempting now. Like, I really want to, blah, blah, blah. And all it takes is for one of those kids to just do it. Just go, I'll do one cycle at 17, 18. And they could end up with irreversible health consequences for the rest of their life because of it. Because they're at such a young age as well. Like, and they should be fucking far away from the thing. So he can do what he wants, but don't be ignorant to the fact that he has an influence and his decisions have consequences at the end of the day.
Yes.
Right?
True.
Now, his reasoning for going on steroids, in my mind, is shit and I just don't think justifies it. Yeah, I believe that if you're going to take steroids, it's because you're going to commit your life or commit, you know, your time now to chasing the dream of being a professional bodybuilder, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're there for, mm-hmm. right? And he's not doing that necessarily. His reasoning for it was about wanting to still stay lean but get bigger, right? Because he's online.
Because that's his whole brand.
He's being this lean, aesthetic, genetic freak, right? Mm-hmm. So he wants to take it to get bigger without having to actually bulk. Do we think that's a valid reason? No.
Oh, my God.
No, that's just not, right? It's just not. If you sit there and there were so many comments like this that he's reached his genetic potential, his natty limit, you are also wrong, right? And I can understand why people would think that because you look at him and you think, how else can he grow? He looks insane. It's the best physique some people have ever seen, right? And it is. He looks ridiculous. But that's because he's got insane one-of-one genetics that but his body still is the same as yours in that it still, he still has lots there. He's what, 20 fucking 4, 23, I don't know, he's in his mid-20s maybe, early 20s. He's nowhere near his natty limit. People go, oh, he's been lifting for 8 years. Yeah, but people forget, bodybuilding is an old person sport. People peak and essentially get their best physiques when they're down the track in their mid-30s. Late 30s even, do I dare I say.
I have never really, like, I don't follow him. I never see him. I've looked him up. And you have to be smoking crack to look at this guy and think he's reached his natural limit. Sorry, but, like, the way everyone talks about him.
Yeah.
As if he's some genetic freak of nature, looks absolutely out of this world. He really doesn't look that fucking in, like.
Well, he does. I'm not going to sit here and say he doesn't. He's hit his natural limit because he hasn't.
I'm not sitting here bashing his physique either, but like what? I don't get what the fucking appeal is here.
And the whole natty limit thing is such a buzzword that today people love to just throw out there. They see someone that looks really good, better than they do, and they go, oh, well, that person's reached their natty limit. That'll be me one day. Well, no, there's a good chance they fucking haven't.
Like, look,
not many people ever actually quite literally reach their genetic potential and their natty limit because people don't wait long enough to find it. You're going to find that when you're probably going to cross over into your 30s, right? You will not find your natural limit, right? There'd be no one, nearly no one out there that would find their natural limit in their fucking 20s.
Look, he's obviously got good genetics. Like, he's got a great physique, but, like, you can't look at that and say he's reached his natural limit.
No, he hasn't. And that's the thing.
He just looks like some American college dude that plays sport.
Yeah.
I feel like there's probably like 20 million other people that look like that.
And that shows the immaturity of his fan base as well.
Audience.
They're very naive and don't quite understand things. And like, but I don't blame them because 8 years of lifting. He looks like he does in his videos, mind you. You never really get to see much of him in natural lighting as he is. It's always incredibly edited. Lighting's unreal, like after a pump. Like,
that's
he looks great.
Right.
And he has great genetics too. I'm not denying that. So if you sat there and heard those things and you're 16 and a broccoli head, which most of them are. No, but if you sat there and heard those things and you're, you know, quite young, you're going to sit there and go, oh, what else has he got to give? Like, look at him. Right, he's been working out for ages, you know, but that's just not the case. There's no years in training until you cross over, and once you hit 10 years, it's like, yeah, that's when you've reached your natty limit. That's when no, because also do we question if he never even took a bulk seriously? Has he even optimized all that time that he has lifted for? Probably not. You know, did you ever see him after quite a good, you know, long massing phase where he wasn't just sitting at maintenance to stay lean, you know what I mean? And having these mini cuts every now and then, like he kept having.
I just want to say, I'm not sitting here hating on his physique.
No,
but I'm just
neither.
Saying,
I'm not either.
I'm just saying it's so obvious that he still has so much more to give if he would commit to the process properly.
I'll be the first to admit that he looks insane and I will probably never look as good as he does now.
He looks great, but imagine how much better he could look if he went through the process like everyone else does.
It's just one of those things. It's the temptation of the devil, and it for some people, it gets him, bites him on the ass. And, you know, that's just his world that he's in now. But the issue I mostly have with it all, to sum this all up, is he has a very young fan base of a few million people under the age of 20, in their early 20s. Right, that really shouldn't be going around steroids, like touching it too much.
Mate, go back to fucking science class, bro. Seriously.
Yeah, there was a comment.
Go back to playing truth or dare and kissing your crush behind a tree or something. Like, stop thinking about steroids.
I literally had a comment from a guy that said he used this, I guess, as a way to get his point across, or so he thought, says, as a 16-year-old natural lifter, I think blah, 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 Alex Eubanks is doing the right thing. Blah, blah. Oh, yeah, as a 16-year-old natural lifter, you have all the room to talk. Sorry, fuck, well, take the floor, mate. Take the floor. Like, are you serious? Go back to fucking class. You're probably on your phone in class. Get off your phone and keep doing fucking maths and writing essays, mate. You're still in school. You're not even in senior school yet. Like, fucking, what are you smoking? But that's the sort of people that are out there that follow him. They're very impressionable and they will listen to the things he does and says. And we all do. It's a thing that people do. We'll see people online. you know, and especially in the fitness scene. We want to look like them and we want to get to their point. And, you know, this hits kids more because they're so much more immature. And they go, well, he's taking steroids now. It's going to be in my, you know, in my very near future. Or hey, I might do it right now. Fuck it.
We've all been there. I remember being younger and following girls that I loved their physique and I loved the way they look. So what did I do? I bought their fucking $99 program and did their 6-week booty program. And guess what? I never ended up looking like them.
No.
And you see people that you want to look like and you just think that because they look good, they have like credibility and they know what they're what they do will work for you, and it's just so untrue.
Yeah, it is. So that's my whole take on it. I don't hate people that take steroids. I feel like that's such a misconception with us. We're just very against people who are misinformed taking steroids because people go, oh, it's their own life. They can do what they want. Absolutely. You're not wrong. They go for it. But it's the same way we have things in place for people that smoke or anti-smoking campaign ads and things to avoid people making a decision that might be detrimental to their health, you know, because they may be a little bit more misinformed. And I don't judge people for being misinformed because everyone is misinformed at some stage. And it's just a matter of, I feel like I like being able to give a bit more of a different perspective for you. You know, at the end of the day, you're going to make the decision you want. Entirely up to you, but listen to what I have to say, and if you still disagree with me, fine. That's the facts of the fact of the matter, though. They're the facts laid out for you. So, but I know I wasn't going to make a video on the Alex Eubanks thing because I mean I can make a fucking pod reel now on it. So, yeah, go follow the Talking Fit Pod. But yeah, that's just our whole stance on it. So, yeah, but that's been this week. The last 2 weeks, really.
Sorry if you
big stuff.
Sorry if you don't really give a fuck about like the online fitness world.
No, well, you know what? Yeah, and you know what? That's what this fucking podcast is about.
No, you know what?
Fitness.
I would like to personally apologize to Lara if you listen to this. If you listened all the way to this, thank you so much, because I wouldn't have blamed you if you clicked off. I'm talking to Lara specifically, so please don't sigh.
Okay.
I know Lara has a lot.
Lara
on.
Probably had a cracking time.
She's a busy gal.
She probably had a banging time listening to us.
I hope so.
They might just find entertainment in us talking.
But if
you
didn't,
know.
I don't That's blame so you. And if you say. Made it to this point, shout out, Lara.
Yeah, sorry we didn't do our favourite movies or our fucking death row meal or something, you know, something a bit more brain
no,
rot
like,
to keep you engaged. No. Like, sorry we spoke about stuff that's happening in the community that we happen to find ourselves in. Apologies.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm just saying, like, thanks for listening if you did.
Yeah, fucking hell. Grace has slowly been trying to transform this podcast into just like the fucking you wouldn't Will and Pat thing. Before you know it, we'll be talking about, God, well, we did, in saying that, we did blind rank fucking sex positions. So we're halfway there at the end of the day. So, yeah, God. All right. Anyway, bit of fun. But we're going to leave you guys
else?
There, I think.
Anything else?
No, I think we're going to just leave you guys there.
Don't want to do any sort of like questions?
You know why? Because we're going to be back next week. Ask us questions over the week because we're going to be back. And, yeah, hopefully if you guys have any questions about...
We went to a dress-up party last night. Yeah.
Guess what we... Hang on. Ready? This is what we'll leave you as.
No, I want to talk
No. It's Grace. We've been gone for an hour.
It's my podcast.
No, let's leave it here. Guess what we went as to this dress-up party?
The theme was dress-up as something with the same initial as your first name. The theme was dress up with something that shares the same letter as your first name. So I had to dress up with something starting with G, Lewis, something starting with L.
L. Yeah, so send us your predictions of what it was and we'll tell you next week. So yeah, or we'll let you guys know.
If we even remember.
In the DMs, we'll let you guys know. But yeah, we'll leave you guys there. We've been having a good yap and we're going to be back next week. And remember, if you're still listening, if we miss a fucking week, up until, I'm going to say, well, like mid to late December, right? We need to put a date on it just to be certain. But yeah, just before Christmas, if we miss an episode, then, because we may miss one at Christmas and that should be allowed.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm having a break over Christmas.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good, we can get good content out of Christmas.
I am having a
Grace,
goddamn
you act like
break.
An hour a week is like fucking hard yakka
Lewis,
work.
Lewis, it is. No, it's not hard yakka
it's
work.
It's not, because all you have to do is rock up and
but
chat.
Do you know
I'm
what?
The one that's got to go home and edit this now and make the reels and stuff, right? So if we got to come in for a 1 hour yarn in, on, you know, around Christmas time, New Year's, we will because it'll be fun.
Do you know what I'm so excited
for? So you know what?
For?
We're not going to miss one for the rest of the year. No. Bang. That's it. No. If we do, guess what? We will come back out and we will both be doing
I
a forfeit.
Want a Christmas break. Do you know what I'm so excited for?
We'll have a break in January.
Do you know what I've been thinking about?
What?
It's just the point at the end of the year where I can just have no thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
I honestly just want to veg out and just not think about a single thing for at least for at least a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, we love you all. I'm going to love you and leave you there. We're the CEOs of Long Outros.
Good chat.
Good chat. See you later.